a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer this afternoon is Father Mike Griffin from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And our pages of the day leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag are Sadie Stevens from Yankton and Caitlin Warrenson from Sioux Falls.
Let us pray. Lord God and giver of all good gifts, today we greeted the sun as it rose in a blue velvet sky, its light dancing across the diamond bright snow and the frost ice trees. You give us these days, these beautiful days, to remind us of the beauty of our world and the glory of our lives. We ask on this beautiful day for the ability to look backwards in joy, to see and admire the ways you have blessed us in the past, for the ability to look forward in faith and to trust that you will bless and sustain our future. But above all, we stand quietly and peacefully, aware that you are with us now. Help us to know this and to be open to your blessings, to your gifts, and to your love this day. We ask in a special way to show your blessings to these our senators, guide them and inspire them with the beauty of our world and the glory of their lives. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll, please.
Senator Alstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Farrigs, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 35th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 48, 65, 77, 80, 102, 109, 151, 193, and 194 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:03 a.m., March 10, 2011. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 3, 86, 152, 190, and 200 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Reports of select committees, please.
Report of the Conference Committee. Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1208 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that the House Bill 1208 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, House Committee Chair. Cooper Garnos, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1248. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1208 and has appointed Reps Gosch, Nostrop, and Fargin as a new committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Is that the same number?
Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1093, 1110, 1235, and 1245. Respectfully submitted, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Olson moves that a Senate Select Committee of three be appointed for the purpose of selecting members for the 2011 Legislative Redistricting Committee.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. The President announces that such committee is comprised of Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs. Consideration of executive appointments, please.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of General Timothy A. Reich of Minor County, Howard, South Dakota, to the position of Adjutant General.
Comments? Senator Colonel Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few short weeks ago, I stood before you to speak on the advice and consent of Secretary of Corrections Tim Reich. And now it is my distinct pleasure to stand in front of you to ask for your concurrence on the appointment of Brigadier General, soon to be Major General, Timothy A. Reich. My history with General Reich goes back more than 20 years. But for the last probably 11 years, I have served in military leadership roles directly supporting the vision, the strategy, and the implementation of plans, procedures that General Reich has laid out. And I can tell you that the state of South Dakota is getting an extremely fine officer, and more importantly, a better person, to lead the South Dakota National Guard, the Army and the Air, for the next number of years. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I ask for your favorable consideration for not only General Reich, but most importantly, my friend, Tim Reich, to be the next Adjutant General of the South Dakota National Guard. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of General Timothy Reich, pursuant to the messages found on page 620 of the Senate Journal, to the position of Adjutant General? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley? Senator
Nygaard.
Nygaard? Senator Nygaard. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes and one excused.
Thank you. The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of General Timothy Reich to the position of Adjutant General for the state of South Dakota, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and his appointment is confirmed.
Senator Garnos moves that the Senate do not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1208 as found in the Senate Journal of the 36th Legislative Day and that a new committee be appointed.
Comments on that motion? Good afternoon, Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon. Thank you, members of the body. I'd like the indulgence. Hopefully you can help me out here. If we do not occur, reappoint. I would like another shot at this to hopefully iron things out. Have had conversations with the House and they're ongoing, so hopefully we can continue down that road. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President, and in all due respect to the previous speaker and his work on this legislation, I urge the body to oppose this motion to reappoint. The bill already consists of multiple subject areas, and it really has come to the point of it's a matter of how many more things we'll pull into this piece of legislation. Not a matter of amending the pure subject matter, but a matter of what else will be brought to the table. And at this stage of the game, how can we really be fair to folks who would like to provide, you know, proponent or opponent testimony, especially dealing with the transportation side of things? You know, not only the safety of our school children, but along with the folks who are involved in that industry, who are truly the experts, they have not been able to offer sufficient testimony. So with that, Mr. President, I urge the body to resist this motion to reappoint. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? This is not final action, therefore requires a voice vote. The question before the Senate is Senator Garnas's motion that the Senate do not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1208 and that a new committee be appointed. Those in favor of Senator Garnas's motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. President Pro Tem, on his behalf, I announce the committee is comprised of Senator Garnas, Schleckaway, and Bradford. Senator Garnas, Schleckaway, and Bradford. That conference committee meets at what time? Senator Garnas?
Do not have a time yet.
Okay. Yeah, would you know before we, whether we recess or not so that we can announce according to the rules? Thank you.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now recess until 3 p.m.
Before we do that, if we may, Senator Rafe, you want a personal privilege, I think.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. They're just walking in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, with your indulgence, Senator Valley and I, as Senator Valley is a personal friend of this individual, will both speak to this briefly. Jimmy, if you'd please stand. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to read the commemoration. You can find it yourself online, but just briefly, we're today honoring Senior Master Sergeant Jimmy Webb from the United States Air Force. He's a South Dakota native, and we are thanking him for his tireless efforts in supporting charitable causes in South Dakota, Nebraska, and within the armed forces, all while serving on active duty in the service of our country. And Senator Valley has some more personal remarks as he knows Jimmy, but Jimmy's from my district, and I'll turn it over to Senator Valley.
Senator Valley, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, it does give me a great privilege to bring Senior Master Sergeant Jimmy Weber to you. I'm remembering back many years ago, and I know him by just Jimmy Weber, when he played at gatherings at my house. I used to have an annual party, a spring fling, and he and his National Guard friends would come and they would play. And sometimes I happen to live on a lake, and we would have people from across the lake that would make requests. They'd call over and make requests from across the lake. He is not only being a professional country western singer, he has done many charitable events, both in South Dakota and in Nebraska. And I just want to take this time to thank him for all his efforts, both in the service and in his private life. And so would you join me in recognizing Senior Master Sergeant Jimmy Weber. Mr. President, just one last thing. Usually when I'm talking with him, he has a place out back where he signs CDs, but he's not doing that today. I won't give him any grief on that. Thank you again.
Thank you. And Senior Master Sergeant, thank you for your service in defending our freedoms. Anything further? Okay. Senator Gray.
Just a quick announcement. Executive Board will meet at 2 p.m. in room 412 today.
Senator Olson.
Senate Republicans will caucus at 2:30 today. Room 423, not now.
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary, you have the floor.
Okay, Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now recess until 3 p.m.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are in recess. South Dakota Senate will reconvene. Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Senator Bradford, we'd like to welcome Michelle Ironcloud and Darwin Two Bowles, who are accompanying the Red Shirt Student Council. Thank you for being here today. Would you all please stand? Thank you. It's really a privilege to have you here. Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you well remember from yesterday, we are students of history here in the Senate, particularly this day in history. And I would like to just rise for personal privilege and say this day in history, 7 years ago, my daughter Kate was born.
Yay, Kate!
So she's got a nice smile, even though she's missing a few teeth. I love you very much, Kate. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
President.
You. Thank you. And Kate, we're sorry we ate all the cake yesterday. Any other personal privileges? Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll revert to order of business 7.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has passed House Bill 1192 over the veto of the governor. The veto message of the governor is found on page 713 of the House Journal. We hereby request your favorable consideration in passing House Bill 1192, the veto of the governor notwithstanding. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Consideration reports of committees, please.
The Senate proceeds to the reconsideration of House Bill 1192 pursuant to the veto of the governor and the veto message as found on page 713 of the House Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
The question before the Senate is, shall House Bill 1192 pass? The veto of the governor notwithstanding. That's an affirmative question. Comments on that motion? Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I think that you all are pretty well familiar with the issue that's at hand. And I don't believe there's a real pressing need to go into all of the reasons why those of you who voted yes on this bill a few days ago, I would ask that you continue to vote yes today to allow the bill to become effective. I just very briefly, I guess we would mention that, in the governor's veto message, he mentions really four items, all of which I disagree with. Not that they're incorrect, but that I think that the need is sufficient to ask for you to vote yes. The one thing that's not mentioned in the veto message that I think is an overriding factor, as we look now, we've had a chance to hear from the emergency preparedness people and the disaster predictions that we're facing, recognize that in these next months, our situation is probably going to get even worse, especially with regard to the local secondary roads, township roads, and county roads. So I would ask that you please vote yes to allow this bill to become effective. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I certainly know my good friend from down in the Mitchell country is more of an expert on this issue even than I am, so I appreciate being able to speak before him. I would just remind everyone that let's be the true statesman on this issue. The governor has chosen to take a more political route of trying to advocate that this fee increase doesn't fit into his platform. This is certainly a worthwhile piece of legislation. We look around, and I know when I drive back home here tomorrow, I'll travel down another township road, and that township road will not just simply be wide open space, and you look around and can see both sides, there will literally be a tunnel of snow that is acquired on both sides of that township road. And you know what? Next week when we get to 40 degrees, maybe 50 degrees, that township road will be soup. It will turn into a mess, Anybody who has to haul grain, and when I say has to haul grain, that's you just have to haul when the weather is fit and when you can make things work, will battle those roads. I think the governor is dead wrong in this issue, and all due respect to the fine gentleman, as I have spoken before on the floor here about our governor, he's dead wrong in this issue. Let's be the true statesman. We know that the flooding is imminent, and their roads will be in distress. Certainly urge your support, and I thank the good senator from here on for his leadership on this, as well as, and I don't mean to start making a laundry list, but I do need to give credit where it is due. I've already mentioned the good senator from Mitchell, as well as the good senator from Renner. You folks deserve credit on this issue, and I thank you for your leadership. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, there's no doubt where I'm at on this. And remember, this is part of the task force that we had two task forces on this, and this is part of their recommendations. And the need for this has not changed since your last vote. So, in fact, it has probably become more demanding. So I'd encourage you to stick with your vote and vote to override the governor on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Roden.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. And I had fully intended to stay in my seat, but I feel compelled after certain remarks to at least make a couple of statements, because I do not believe that our governor is out of line in his veto. And I realize that there is a need. And I realize also that there are different options. But let's make no mistake. You can call it what you want, a tax, a fee. We are taking $30 million out of the pockets of these citizens and putting them in the hands of local government. Now, you can support it or not, but I don't think that it's at all fair to say that the governor is dead wrong in his veto. And in fact, ladies and gentlemen, as I'd stated earlier on the floor, I believe there's some very harsh inequities in the way that this tax is applied, considering that some of the very vehicles that are getting hit the hardest travel the least on some of the county roads. And so I just rise to remind you that I don't think that our governor was out of line in his veto, and I plan to support him in upholding this veto, even though I know that that is a lost cause. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, senators, again, I think you know it, but it's our first veto discussion. The question is stated in the affirmative, and so if you have any questions before you vote, please let me know. The question before the Senate is, shall House Bill 1192 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Those in favor of that question will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Requires two-thirds majority vote for passage. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown? Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup? Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
no.
Roden,
no.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 30 ayes, 4 nays, 1 excused.
House Bill 1192, having received an affirmative vote of two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, the veto of the governor notwithstanding. You have.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. on Friday, March 11th, the 37th legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I have some bills to sign, so I'll take announcements now. Any announcements? Okay. South Dakota Constitution requires the President to sign in open session of the Senate bills that have passed both the House and the Senate and read into the record the titles of such bills. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the administration of the state seal. That's Senate Bill 3. President signing an act to revise the investment fee rate for certain employers and to declare an emergency. That's Senate Bill 86. President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning state aid to education to revise and provide for the adjustment of the per student allocation for the state aid to general education formula and to revise certain property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. That's Senate Bill 152. President signing an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2011, and that's Senate Bill 190. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to school district fund balances and to declare an emergency, that's Senate Bill 200. President signing an act to permit the Interim Rules Committee to revert a rule if the rule imposes certain costs, and that's House Bill 1003. President signing an act to revise certain water project district voter eligibility provisions. That's House Bill 1044. President signing an act to repeal certain provisions related to the purchase of firearms by out-of-state residents, and that's House Bill 1079. President is signing an act to allow certain adult children of overseas citizens to vote in the state. That's House Bill 1130. President is signing an act to establish a date to begin absentee voting and to revise the deadline for the printing of ballots. That's House Bill 1141. President signing an act to provide for the identification of the law applicable to certain claims for damages, and that's House Bill 1145. Okay. President signing an act to establish the State of South Dakota Endowment Fund, that's House Bill 1194. President signing an act to extend certain protections against precipitous eviction to certain long-term tenants at will, House Bill 1219. President signing an act to establish a task force on teen driving safety, that's House Bill 1221. President signing an act to limit liability from damages caused by certain aviation products. That's House Bill 1233. President signing an act to authorize the use of tribal identification cards as the equivalent of certain state-issued documents for identification purposes, and that's House Bill 1242. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Holeen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.